Black Coffee and Celeste Nadia's lyrics of the week. Track's called Ready For You. IEB results came out today, and we're listening to the Matric Class of 2021. If you want to share with us, get in touch. 082-550-5151. The next person we're speaking to that got their results today, Jade Harrison, one of the top achievers. She got a bursary at Tehedi School in Joburg in her high school years. However, she was not literate in the Greek language offered at the school at all. She turned it around, is now matriculated with an A in Greek, getting 10 distinctions in total, which is just remarkably exceptional. She is now also, I believe, hopefully well on her way to getting her driver's license. Jade, I believe you've just done your second lesson.
Yes, indeed. It was the strangest one, but it was good.
What did you do? Is it? It's stressful, right? I mean, are you on the open road yet, or are you still busy, like, circling around a cone in a parking lot?
Oh, no, we're on the road, but my instructor is so good. He's so funny, so he makes it really enjoyable.
And do you reckon you've got the same pension for life behind the wheel as you do for your incredible matric results?
I hope so. I don't want to be a hazard on the road.
I'm sure you won't be. By the way, well done. Well done, well done on your matric results. I mean, how incredible.
Thank you so much.
Talk us through. So, I mean, what everyone's talking about is this fact that, you know, you came from a background of not knowing Greek and then going to Tehedi school because you got a bursary there. I mean, talk us through that journey. What's that been like?
I was really, really worried about it in the beginning. But I made Greek friends, which I wasn't surprised about, but I made Greek friends and they walked me through it and they really did help me. But also my beginner's teacher, she made it so, so fun that I would come home and just look up random words and be like, okay, let me label things that I see in my room and let me label them in Greek. And every time I see it, I'll put that word to that object. And I started doing that, and that helped me tremendously.
And don't you find also that being able to speak a language different to your own just lets you into a whole other world that was right there in front of your eyes, but now you become part of it and you absorb it? It's a beautiful thing. I think learning language is one of the greatest things. It's a huge skill and an asset to have in and of itself. You know, Nadia is Greek, and she knows a few words. Let's put it to the test.
No, I don't. I told you I don't.
But you know, like, two. I want to see if we can do a beautiful bit of Greek transference here on the radio. The one word you told us earlier was, but don't say what it is, just say the Greek word.
Tikanis.
What's that, Jade?
That's how are you doing? What are you doing?
Is that right?
It's like a very vague translation.
And then the other word randomly is bambaki zis.
Sorry?
Bambaki zis.
Oh, I have no idea what that is, actually.
You got to be a level 10 Greek like Nadia.
I think you're more experienced than me.
No, it's super random. It's cotton wool.
Well, in our final exam, we had to translate penguins. And I was like, I have no idea what a penguin is in Greek, so I made up a word.
Hey, talk to us. I mean, what is the plan for you? What does the future have in store? I mean, you're in this position now where you have the options that are afforded to people that have done exceptionally well with matric. So what are you planning to do?
Well, I really hope that's true. I applied to university in Cape Town, but I also applied here just in case. I wasn't sure if I was going to do well. But if I do have the opportunity, I want to study a BSc in biology. It's very broad. It's a very general degree, so that will give me options as I go along.
What inspires you about biology? What gets you excited about it?
Ever since I was a kid, I loved being in the bush, and I loved looking at little creepy crawlies, and I remember getting a microscope for my one birthday, and I stayed inside all day looking at that. I think I was just in awe. But I've also always loved conservation, and I think now it's becoming it's a prominent topic, and it's very serious. So
absolutely.
I want to see
absolutely.
If I can.
Absolutely. You should, maybe you did, and then forgive me, but you should have applied for, you know, we're taking 5 matrics to Antarctica, people from the class of last year, that are like interested in conservation and care about the planet and want to go to a place where it's just one of the most wildly visceral experiences of what that part of the world is like. It, you would have been so great. I mean, it wasn't up to me, but, you know, for what it's worth.
I had no idea. Thank you.
Man, we've got to get the message out there. I tell you what, listen, best of luck to you. I have no doubt you're going to get into all the places you've applied for. And we want to know how your journey goes. So keep in touch. Keep listening to the show. And whenever you want to reach out and just check in, you're more than welcome to do so.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jade Harrison, one of the top achievers in the class of 2021. We want to hear from you. If you've made it through the year and you've got your marks, what did it look like? How are you feeling? What's the future got in store for you? Get in touch. 082-550-5151. This poor gentleman's been waiting in the wings for some time now. There you go, Will. All yours.
Oh, I don't want to think about how my mind is slowly losing track of the time, and I start a trip on the chemicals. And you light up another cigarette in the night, and I start a flow and romanticize all the things we do. When I met you in the summer, we were falling in love. Thought it was a fling, but that wasn't enough. Caught up in our